On this date in 1959, Broadway theatergoers witnessed something they'd never seen before, a serious drama about a black family written by a black woman. Lorraine Hansberry called her play A Raisin in the Sun, after a Langston Hughes poem. Writer James Baldwin said that never before had so much of the truth of black people's lives been seen on stage. As part of the NPR series Present at the Creation, Cheryl Corley reports on the play and its impact on American theater.
Before she wrote A Raisin in the Sun, Lorraine Hansberry told her husband she wanted to write a social drama about Negroes that was good art. Hansberry said she was disgusted that black people had been portrayed as cardboard characters with cute dialect bits. So she wrote the story of the Younger family and their problems in living in a crowded space they didn't like.
I'm looking in the mirror this morning and I'm thinking I'm 35 years old, I'm married 11 years, and I got a boy who's got to sleep in the living room because I got nothing, hey? Nothing to give them but stories. Like on how rich white people live, eh?
Eat your eggs, Walt.
Damn these eggs.
A Raisin in the Sun, which was later made into a movie, tells the story of the five people in the Younger family who have the opportunity to change their circumstances when Mama, the head of the family, receives an insurance check. The play centers around what they should do with the money. One possibility is to buy a home in a white neighborhood. Critics hailed the play's universality. Hansberry said in an interview with Studs Terkel in 1959, she created a very specific working-class family.
I've told people that not only is this a Negro family, specifically and definitely, culturally, but it's not even a New York family or a Southern Negro family. It is specifically Southside Chicago.
Like the Youngers in her play, Hansberry lived in Chicago. Unlike the Youngers, she was wealthy. Her father was a real estate broker. When Hansberry grew up in the 1930s, Chicago neighborhoods were segregated. Restrictive covenants didn't allow landlords to rent or sell homes to blacks in white areas. But the Hansberries, just like the Youngers, wanted something more. Chicago historian Tim Ewell Black.
Mr. Carl Hansberry was able to persuade a friend of his to buy a piece of property that was vacant, white friend. And immediately, that friend sold that property to Mr. Hansberry. As immediately, all hell broke loose.
The Hansberries had moved just across a dividing line between black and white neighborhoods near the University of Chicago.
But it was in this block where the skirmish reportedly took place.
Standing outside the Hansberry's former home, Black says 8-year-old Lorraine barely missed being injured when a brick flew through the window. The family moved out, but Carl Hansberry won in the Supreme Court, paving the way for the repeal of restrictive covenants. The conflicting issues that arise when blacks decide to merge with the larger white society plays out in Hansberry's play, A Raisin in the Sun. Philip Rose co-produced the play with David Kogan, who died recently. Rose had met Hansberry several years earlier when they both worked at a racially integrated summer camp.
One day, she called me up and on a Saturday evening asked me to come down, have dinner, and she read to me what was the beginning of that play. I left the house at about 2 in the morning. She had a group of other friends there also listening. And I couldn't sleep, and I got up at 6:30 the next morning and called her and said, I want to produce your play.
Rose, who worked in the record industry, had never produced a play in his life. He had one thing on his side, a friendship with Sidney Poitier. Poitier, in turn, called Lloyd Richards, a black director. It took more than a year to raise $100,000. It was a conventional wisdom, Hansberry would write, that nobody was going to pay those prices to see a bunch of Negroes emoting. Unable to rent a Broadway theater, Rose took the show on the road. The reviews were glowing, and the Schubert Organization offered a theater. On March 11th, 1959, Rose and Hansberry took their seats, fourth row on the aisle, at the Ethel Barrymore Theater on Broadway.
And as we held hands and looked at the audience, they did not seem quite as terrifying. Then the lights went down, the curtain went up, not so slowly. The actors came on, moving quickly, and the play began.
When the curtain fell, the audience erupted. The cast, which became a who's who of black theater and film, took its bows. Sidney Poitier, Claudia McNeil, Ruby Dee, Diana Sands, Lou Gossett Jr., and others. Speaking during a radio interview with Langston Hughes and James Baldwin, Lorraine Hansberry said the play offered whites the chance to hear the kind of conversations that happened in black homes behind closed doors, conversations that white writers couldn't possibly know about.
The intimacy of knowledge which the Negro may culturally have of white Americans does not exist in the reverse. So that William Faulkner has never in his life sat in on a discussion in a Negro home where there were all Negroes.
The way you look, you need to be sitting down immediately. You know something? I bet you got a touch of that virus been going around. You don't look no better than you do now. You better stay home from work tomorrow.
I can't stay home. She's doing a Saturday night entertaining, you know. She have a fit if I don't show up.
Well, let her have it. I'll just call up and say you got the flu.
Well, why the flu?
Because it sounds respectable to them. Some white folks get too. They know about the flu. Otherwise, they think you've been cut up or something when you tell them you're sick.
Class distinctions, racial integration, feminism, and African nationalism would all have a part in Hansberry's play. So would the generation gap between urban secular blacks and their rurally bred parents. In 1959, social change was in the air, but the enforcement of school desegregation measures and new civil rights laws wouldn't come until later. Director Lloyd Richards says there was a change, though, in who was coming to the theater. The black audience was growing because of A Raisin in the Sun.
Black people had not been attending the theater that much previously. It wasn't about them. You know? And here was a play that was about them.
In spite of all the praise, Hansberry said she felt the play had a flaw, that it didn't have a true central character. Sidney Poitier, reading from his memoir, The Measure of a Man, described the struggle that Claudia McNeil, who played Mama, and he had over whether Walter Lee Younger or Mama was the lead.
Claudia McNeil, a fine performer, was in complete dominance over most of the other members of the cast. Naturally enough, she perceived the play as being best when it unfolded from the mother's point of view. I perceived the play as being best when it unfolded from the son's point of view, however, and I argued that position. In fact, we argued constantly.
A Raisin in the Sun ran for nearly 2 years on Broadway and was immediately made into a movie with most of the original cast. In the years that followed, other black authors, including Entesaki Shange and August Wilson, would have plays produced on Broadway. Director Lloyd Richards says Lorraine Hansberry opened the door for them.
Whether they knew it or not, whether they said, I'm going to write like Lorraine or I'm not going to write like Lorraine, one of the things that they had to know was that the potential reception of their work had possibility. They weren't writing just against a stone wall. Someone had made it, and they could too.
Lorraine Hansberry died in 1965 from cancer. She was 34. She did write other plays, but it was her first that made history.
I think the reception to this play transcends what I did or what Sidney Poitier or Lloyd Richards or Philip Rose or any of us connected with it. I think what it reflects at this moment is that at this particular moment in our country, as backward and as depressed as I, for instance, am about so much of it, there's a new mood, and I'm glad I was here to make new sounds.
In 1959, A Raisin in the Sun won the New York Drama Critics Circle Award for Best Play of the Year. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.